one. Okay, there's going to be the sound now. I forgot to click a button. Dadgummit. Okay, well, anyway, we had a nice intro there. And welcome to the Shooting Bench. It's Friday, the 30th of June, halfway through the cotton picking year already. Can't believe it. And for those of you that may be new and listening, Liberty Lounge is the all music, or mostly all music, 99.9% music version of the Shooting Bench, which is on Monday and Wednesday. We don't interrupt your music on Fridays with doom and gloom unless it is vitally important. And we've got a couple of things we're going to throw in here tonight, but I'm going to try not to ruin your evening with it. I'm going to try to have fun and kick back here and enjoy what's going on. So, all right, let me go back over here and check the chat room again and make sure we have sound. Lima says it's 5x5. Okay, outstanding. Hotshot's got it in there. Okay, remember, if one of you have it, all of you should have it. So if somebody say they're not getting it, we'll tell them to refresh, and it should come in for them. Okay, we got Independence Day coming up here in a few days. Now, I don't know, I haven't studied this carefully, but July 2nd is supposed to be, these Antifa little creeps are supposed to be doing something on the 2nd that is not going to be good. And I may lose you here. Hang on a minute. If I lose you, I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hopefully it won't do it. Okay, I think we're safe. Let me double check here. All right, I think we're good. Never mind. All right, so I'm going to be anxious to see what happens here on July 2nd, 4th of July coming up, Independence Day. Significant event, significant holiday, of course, for us, for patriots, for America. And it makes me wonder, as many things are going on, what do we have? Hang on a minute. We had some stuff going on today that I don't think has made the news yet. Let me double check this right here, and I'll tell you a couple of things that happened. At noon Mountain Standard Time, there was an active shooter situation reported in Bronx Lebanon Hospital in New York City. Multiple casualties, heavy police presence. NYPD reports the shooter still at large, black male carrying M16, now possibly outside of hospital. This was 7 hours ago, so we don't know what's going on there. Another one today. We monitor reports of a machete attack outside of a Justin Bieber concert in the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, England, United Kingdom. Police there said the suspect was painting faces of concert goers before launching the attack. A number of casualties unknown. Attacker has been arrested. And this is going on virtually every day. Yesterday. Campus lockdown, San Antonio College after active shooter engagement. Two officers wounded, shooter down. Let me back up here a little ways. We had the big ransomware attack, and that has Maersk International, you know, the shipping people, they were completely shut down. They had one freighter that managed to limp in. It was a big deal. It was on the Ukraine, I guess, was hit the worst in that area, or off the coast over there somewhere, I'm not sure. Ukraine hit with a massive cyber attack. There we go. And so anyway, with all this stuff going on, last Monday, monitoring suspicious package incident unfolding Pennsylvania Avenue and 15th outside the White House. Islamic State was on June 23rd, a week ago. Islamic State releases new wave of propaganda on social media urging lone wolf strikes. Emphasis given to vehicular attacks. So with all of this going on and all of this escalating the way it is, the attacks becoming more frequent, I would say that any place on Independence Day parades, I think that places like Mardi Gras and any big gathering. Of course, Mardi Gras is not going on now, but I'm just saying, any big gatherings, like any big 4th of July parades anywhere, Independence Day parades, may not be the primary target, because it seems like they may be going now for the psychological part of it. I've been saying this for 10 years, that if it were me, I would be hitting little schools in Iowa and Nebraska and you know, the central Texas and places where everything, Wyoming, places where things are generally pretty quiet. I'm not even going to say that. If they haven't thought of it yet, I'm not going to mention it. So for those of you that know me personally, I'll be glad to tell you, but I'm not going to say it on the air right now. So anyhow, the purpose of all that, exercise extreme vigilance coming up here, Independence Day. I would say this whole weekend is subject to problems now. The Iowa cat, I'm not picking on it. I'm just saying. It's up there where all them ain't nothing but corn and white-tailed deer. You know, some little school off in a town of 500 out there somewhere, that would cause extreme panic attacks in rural America there. So, anyway. Exercise caution. Pay attention wherever you go, whatever you do. Try to stay away from crowds. Stay prepared. Stay armed, people. Stay armed. Carry a gun. Learn how to use it. If you haven't learned how to use it now, you should have. Okay. Well, we're going to get started here a little bit. I have to make a quick phone call, so I'm going to be, you guys play nice, and I'm going to turn you loose to yourself here for a few minutes. So I'll be back in just a little bit when I get done with this phone call. Probably take me about 10 minutes maybe. So remember, it takes me about 20 seconds here to switch over. So don't go away. I apologize for the dead air that's about to happen for a few seconds. Stand by. Okay, evidently we're having some troubles there. Let me get something else going for you here just for a second, and I'll see if I can fix that. If we can't, I have plenty of backup music to play here. So let me double check here and see what I can do. For right now, let me put this on, and let me go to work, and I'll be back.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't even hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. The days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Them money hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my falling tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. My daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play the fiddle and cry. And thank God, oh, I'm such a boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Country boy,
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods and I lost my way. It was getting late and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend, just to see I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, from somewhere up above, they come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with a light of love. They wear so many faces, show strangest places to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hour. Just how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
There's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. You'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. While you're still free, the only goal I have for you is in this wedding band. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting. Everything I have
It's an awful way in a country boy's life. Look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on my shoulder, the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing jeans. Fate should have made a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
Well, I can't fix it without interrupting the show, so we'll just keep doing what we're doing here, and I'll drop back in here in a minute.
They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock them in the head with a stone. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife and all. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bait and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Call him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left thumb gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp. Get your boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana.
some Texas sun was setting soon. In the rearview mirror, I watched it go. I can still see the wind in her golden hair. I close my eyes for a moment. I'm still there. Blue skies in Texas are haunting me tonight, like the stars that fill the midnight sky.
I was a rolling stone. wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new.
good there standing in the doorway in the sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough.
Okay, let's take just a short break here. Hold on just a minute. Or a short break from the music anyway. Who out there amongst you is using TuneIn? I don't see Susie B in there with us tonight. I don't know where she's at. I think she uses Zia. Minnie, don't you use TuneIn? I tried to get a friend of mine in on that on his phone. He doesn't have a laptop or a desktop, and he's trying to get on. And the TuneIn, I tried to help him. We actually downloaded it, and apparently there's no way, at least I couldn't figure it out, a way to use TuneIn without giving him a credit card and promising to sign up after your 30-day trial or whatever. Now, I've got on my phone. It was free. It's still free. I can still use it. So what am I doing wrong? Has somebody got a hint for me? Or have they changed their format? Maybe they're all that way now. I don't know what's going on. But if somebody has a clue that I could purchase from them, well, let me know and I'll get with that. I hope all of you are planning on celebrating Independence Day in the proper manner. Matter of fact, I may try to get a patriotic song or two in here. I'm sorry I can't fix the other music deal. If I do, I have to shut down my software, and it's going to take probably 10 minutes or so to get it done. I think I figured out what's wrong. But we'll just keep doing what we're doing for tonight. and I'll try to have it fixed before. You know, it was working okay last Friday. I think it was last Friday, yeah. And I worked fine. So I don't know what happened. There's been a little disruption, a little bobble of some kind. So I don't know what's going on. So let's see here. He has uninstalled it and reloaded it a time or two and can't get it to work. So, okay. Well, if you guys come up with anything that you think I may be doing wrong, please let me know so I can get him in here. And otherwise, I think right now we'll just get back to the music because that's what we came here for.
This here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
You want to back off them hogs? Good, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there. Yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite. He needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Good buddy, we're gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone, bye bye.
Them mine. accept the pieces every time two fools collide.
You lay the blame on me, and I the blame on you. Why do we keep finding fault in everything we do? How long can we keep right and wrong so cut and dry? And who picks up the pieces every time two fools collide?
We can save our love. We still have the time. Oh, I know
there must be a
hey, everybody. I'll be back with you in just a second. I've got to go out and talk communications here with a guy that's pulling up in my driveway here. So just listen to the music, and I'll be back shortly.
concerns about my happiness. But all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't be wearing them. Are you and your friends are worried about me? I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretending I was on the town. Long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light. And my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
I guess that I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, but it seems now that it was only yesterday. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away. Your new love. Well, I hope that he's doing fine. And I heard you told him that you'd love him till the end of time. Now that's the same thing that you told me. And it seems like only yesterday. Funny how time just slips away. See you around. But I don't know when though, cause I never know when I'll be back in town. But remember what I tell you, that in time you're gonna pay. kind of surprising. How time just slips away. Gee, ain't it funny? How time just slips away.
'70 or '71, June and I went for a drive down to the country and went to a place called Smithfield, Tennessee. Old Hickory. Oh, no, not Old Hickory. What's the name of that lake there?
Cedar Hill
Lake. All right, anyway, spent the whole afternoon there, and it was like one of those magic days, you know, where the sun was just right, the temperature was just right, and the breeze was just right, and she was just right. And I wrote a song. I let her drive on the way back. I wrote a song.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. My four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots. I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. Y'all from 9 to 5. I'm a hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning my candle at both ends. That's the only way to keep the fire going is to outrun the wind. I can't wait to get up in the morning. Hard-working man.
And women too.
It's the third hardest thing I've ever do. Without you, and the second hardest thing I'll ever do is telling her about you. She's been good to me when things would go well.
loving you. If she'd give me one good reason, I'd be gone. But she ain't done one thing wrong. So don't expect me just to walk out of the door. I still love her, but I love you more.
I guess I should have written that to let you know that I was coming home. I've been gone so many years, I didn't realize you had a phone. I saw your cattle coming in, boy, they're looking mighty fat and slick. I saw Fred at the service station, told me that his wife was awful sick. My record on the radio, oh well, it's just another song. But I've got a hit recorded, and it'll be out on the market for too long. I got this ring in Mexico, and no, didn't cost me quite a bunch. When you're in the business that I'm in, the people call it putting up front. I know I've lost a little weight, and I guess I am looking kind of pale. If you didn't know me better, Dad, you'd think that I'd just gotten out of jail. No, we don't ever call them beer joints. Nightclubs are the places where I work. You meet a lot of people there, but no, there ain't no chance of getting hurt. I'm sorry that I couldn't be here with you all when Mama passed away. I was on the road, and when they came and told me, it was just too late. I drove by the grave to see her, boy, that really is a pretty stone. I'm glad that Fred and Jan are here, it's better than you being here alone. Well, I knew you was gonna ask me who the lady is that's sleeping in the car. That's just a girl who works for me, and man, she plays a pretty mean guitar. We worked in San Antonio last night, she didn't even have the time to dress. She drove me down from Nashville, and to tell the truth, I guess she needs the rest. Well, Dad, I gotta go. We gotta dance to work in Cartersville tonight.
Let me take your number down, I'll call you and I promise you I'll write. Now you be good, don't be chasing all those pretty women that you know. And by the way, if you see Barbara Walker, tell her that I said hello.
Never one door closes, I hope one more opens.
that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living life means taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some hell-bent heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing. When you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
All right, I'm back in here now. Had to visit with somebody out in the yard there for a few minutes. And for those of you that are local that are listening, I know a few of you around here listening every Friday, actually every show just about. But there may be something coming up with this communications thing that we've been talking about for the last week or so. And it may not be everything that everybody expects that it is. There will be a community meeting. Anybody that wants to come and talk about this, the meeting will be open. It's going to be the 8th, a week from tomorrow. And I'm trying to get it down at the park in Vernon. It will be at 7 p.m. Anybody that's interested in this communication stuff should attend. It's going to be vitally important. And there will be two sides presented to whether or not you should get involved with this communication deal. And there will be some other options offered. So please, if you're local and you're interested in getting into this communication deal that we've been talking about, this repeater that we're setting up here locally, then try to make it to this meeting. It's set tentatively. It will be at 7 o'clock. It will be Saturday on the 8th. What I don't know is whether we'll have it in the park or not. Actually, we will. I'll tell you this. We will have it in the outside Ramada at the park. Rain or shine, we can still do it in the outside Ramada. So it will be at the park on the 8th, at 7 p.m. So, okay, we have a new first-time listener out there, a very dear friend of mine. And there's a couple of things on here that he has never heard before, that you guys have heard, you know, time and again. And a couple of things that I want him to hear. So I'm going to throw one of them in right now. I know this is probably, arguably, the most popular one that I've ever done. It has been well received. It's been played for every legislator in Washington State, or certainly in Eastern Washington anyway, Northern Idaho, Nevada. It's been sent to a lot of people, And so I think it's something that he might be interested in. I know most of y'all like it too. So I'm going to play it right now, and then I'm going to play a couple of songs. I got two or three things I want to play for him because he's brand new and he's my friend. So I'm going to continue to march right here. So you guys stay with me, and I'll be right back. Wait a minute, something's going wrong here because that's not what it's supposed to be doing. Let's see. Let me try this one. Let me try this other one here first and see if I can find out why that one's not working. Let me try this one. All right, why are we having a problem here? You know, it never fails. All right, there.
once again. Maybe my heart will never mend, but I'm glad for all the good times, 'cause you brought me so much sunshine. And love was the best it's ever been. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Wouldn't have missed loving you, girl. You've made my whole life worthwhile with your smile. I wouldn't trade one memory, 'cause you mean too much to me. Even though I lost you, girl, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. They say that all good things must end. Love comes and goes just like the wind. You've got your dreams to follow, but if I had the chance tomorrow, you know I'd do it all again. I wouldn't have missed it. Missed loving you, girl. You've made my whole life worthwhile with your smile. I wouldn't trade one memory, 'cause you mean too much to me. Even though I lost you, girl, I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
I'm going to play one more here, and I know you guys have heard it over and over, but I'm going to throw it out there for my friend to listen to, and after this one, then we'll get back to some other stuff. And hope everybody's remembering Independence Day coming up here in a little while.
Dear Uncle Sam, I know you're a busy man. And tonight I write to you through tears with a trembling hand.
My name is John Q. Public, and I am a member in good standing of an organization called America. And I have a message for those agencies and agents that work under the auspices of the Department of Justice. You have called me many things in the past: rebel, right-wing extremist, domestic terrorist, to name a few. But that is not important. What I'm about to tell you is... There must be accountability in all things, sooner or later. When you sin, however big or small, you will be held accountable either in this life or the next. When you invade people's privacy, violate their rights, steal property, break up families, and hurt people, the time is fast approaching that you will be held accountable both in this life and the next. You and I took the same oath, administered by the same people. We both swore to protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Some of you actually feel that you honor that oath, but you violate it each time you force a young girl to her bedroom floor in nothing but her underwear and hold her there at gunpoint. Or when you shoot or stomp a family pet to death, or shoot a young boy down in cold blood in the mountains of Idaho, or incinerate over 70 innocent people in a church in Texas. Warriors, indeed. How dare you call me a domestic terrorist? I go to work every day, sometimes at two jobs to make ends meet. I attend church every Sunday that I'm not working. As difficult as it is, I try to make time each day for my kids. I teach them about the Constitution and the Golden Rule. I have extra food and supplies to help myself and others through hard times. I try as hard as I can to obey the ever-increasing number of laws that are forced upon us, and I pay my fair share of taxes. I have a gun to protect myself and my family against those who would do us harm. I shouldn't have to use it to protect us against you. In fact, your organization is not even authorized by the Constitution and shouldn't be here, but since you are here, let's talk about your job description and performance. We have common enemies, you and I, that we should be united in fighting. The Founding Fathers never intended for us to fight each other. We should be as one. The current us-against-them attitude should never have been allowed to rear its ugly head. Division is unhealthy for the country. You will undoubtedly conduct more unconstitutional invasions of homes and businesses, and more innocent people will be injured or killed. A dairy in Pennsylvania, a rabbit grower in Kansas, a gun shop in New Mexico. It may even be me and my family. But let me make one thing abundantly clear. We, the people, have grown weary of living in fear. We're tired of being treated like animals. If you continue to follow the path that you are on, the time may come when you will not find us waiting to be descended upon when we least expect it. We may come to you. We outnumber you 1,000 to 1, and the same people that trained you trained many of us. We, the people, are becoming aware of those numbers. One day, you will launch one of your cowardly sneak attacks on an unsuspecting young family in Idaho, and instead of your brave sniper finding a defenseless, unarmed woman holding a baby in her arms, he may find that the tables have been turned. One day, instead of terrorizing and destroying another American family in retribution for a trivial infraction of an unconstitutional law, instead of shooting down defenseless children or young veterans that are trying only to live the American dream, you may find patriots waiting for you that have been pushed to their limit. One day, you will find that you have awakened a sleeping giant, and we, the people, will indeed hold you accountable for your evil deeds. Hundreds of men, women, and children have died at your hand because of poor information, no information, or just plain overzealous, out-of-control power freaks on an adrenaline high that have no regard for human life. Agents that think their badge is a license to kill with impunity. The difference between you and us is that we will not harm your family as long as they stay out of the fight. I don't want your family to go through what you have put many of ours through. Yes, they will be sad if you don't come home, but when the grieving is over, they will come to understand that you simply chose the wrong side. You see, this is nothing more than a conflict between good and evil. It's that simple, but this is not how it is supposed to be. This is not the America that the Founding Fathers entrusted us with. I implore each of you, before you go to work tomorrow, to take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror and see if you truly like what you see. If you can look at yourself and be proud of what you've done, or what you may be called upon to do, or more importantly, if you feel that you can walk uprightly before God and look Him in the eye and feel justified in what you have done, then we have nothing further to discuss. But some of you are not really jackbooted thugs. Some of you are simply misguided and feel that you really are doing the right thing. To you, I say, please, follow your conscience, do what you know in your heart is right, for we the people will hold you accountable.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. Well, work gets around in a small, small town. They
woman, let me be and leave me alone. I want to go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack for the sea. Even after I've hurt her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over. Trapped no more by your charms. 'Cause I don't wanna stay, I wanna get away. Woman, let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef. Like the winds that bring high tides, you bring sorrow and grief. Made me ashamed to face Mary, barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black, Mary took me back. Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. Running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I'm going back home.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. And no one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer. Come true, my life I'd give for you, my heart a wedding ring, my all, my everything, my heart I can't control, you rule my very soul, my only prayer will be, someday you'll care for me, but it's only make-believe. Someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, and my schemes. You are my every dream, but it's only make-believe.
All right, folks, that does it for tonight. I've got some radios to program, some things to do here, so I can't run over like I did last week. Got things to do, places to go, and people to see, and got work to do tomorrow. And hopefully this will be a rather normal weekend. I'm still a little concerned about what they've talked about happening on July 2nd. We'll see what happens here. Hopefully absolutely nothing. So anyway, we'll see you all Monday again. I'm going to try to talk Amy into getting on here. Monday will be our Independence Day show. And so far as everything looks right now, we ought to have a full week next week of shows. I'm not planning on going anywhere or doing anything. So long as the hardware and the software keeps running, well, we ought to be back. So good night.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet Radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights. They say that all